Let's all stand if you would. Appreciate the Lord still calling men to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Amen. And so I don't have the power to do it. That's why he said I have all power in heaven and in earth. Amen. So you pray for us tonight. Had a thought on her heart, a burden on her heart here out of Matthew chapter number 27. And try to be a help to you and mind the Lord. Appreciate this church once again. Appreciate Brother Shepherd allowing us to stand and tell about what's going on with the church and also the opportunity to preach. Amen. So let's look here in Matthew 27, verse number 1. The Bible said, when the morning was come, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. I want to preach tonight on this thought on when what you wanted is not what you want. When what you wanted is not what you want. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you'd help me tonight as I preach. I thank you, God, for the power of God that's been on the services. And Lord, I need your touch tonight. God, I need your help as I stand here before this crowd, this people. You know every heart and every life that is here tonight. And I pray, God, if there's any loss, that you would deal with them, Lord. And I pray that you'd use me. I pray that you'd clear my thoughts and my mind and my heart and speak through me tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated tonight. I see here in this text about Judas, he has betrayed the Lord, and now what Judas wanted, those 30 pieces of silver, he doesn't want anymore. Amen? And probably tonight there's a lot of us sitting here through life. There's a lot of things you could probably point out and stand up and testify about that you wanted that, but you don't want it anymore. Amen? And there are some things that will come along in life that God will allow to stay there, Brother Richardson, till the day we die. Amen? And I'm sure everybody here probably has something that you can point back in life that you just had to have that, and you wanted it so bad, but now you wish you never had it. Amen? Does that make sense tonight? And so I thought about Judas here as he comes in here before these men. Now, what happened in Judas's life before he come back to them? And this is what sin and the devil will do, because there's two people that want your life, if you say people. God wants your life. I mean, these missionaries have come up and they've told us about what they believe, Brother Blue, that God wants to do with their life. Amen? And God has made it obvious. We've got 66 books about what God wants man to do. Amen? And I don't believe about Judas tonight that God wanted Judas to die and go to hell. Amen? Hey, the Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter number 2, the Bible said, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. The Bible said, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And the Bible said there's due time that we testify about that. I believe it didn't bring God pleasure for Judas to wake up in hell when he went out and hanged himself. Amen. And if you die and go to hell tonight, it'll be against the will of Almighty God. I'm glad tonight God is the Savior of all men. Paul told Timothy, especially of them that believe. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved by the grace of God. I encourage you tonight, if the Holy Ghost has nudged your heart, don't wake up in hell saying, I wanted this and I wanted that and I don't want to be in hell. Hey, there's a lot of people in hell and they got what they wanted in this life, but now throughout eternity they'll be saying, I don't want that anymore. I don't want that anymore. They're in a place that they do not want to be. And it's because they wanted the things of this life and their will for their life more than they wanted the will of God in their life. Hey, Jesus said about hell, he said, you'd rather cut your hand off than to go into hell where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched.
cleansed with two good hands. Amen. He said you'd rather cut your foot off or pluck your eye out. It is not God's will that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Amen. I thank God for that tonight. As these missionaries said, I didn't have anything to offer him. I'm glad some people came by and picked me up and took me to the house of God. Every time the doors were open and the Holy Ghost dealt with my heart, and I got born again that night. And hey, I didn't immediately start seeking the will of God for my life, but thank God I got into some men and they started taking the Word of God and showing me what God wanted for my life. And thank God there come a day I knew I was born again after that night, and I got a desire in my heart to do what God wants with my life. Amen. The devil has got what he wants for your life. Saved or lost tonight. Amen. He's got what he wants. Are you going to do what God wants? Or are you going to do what the devil wants? You know what we've got today, Brother Clint? We've got even God's people been born again. And they're given into self-will for their life. They're given into Satan's will for their life. And society's will for their life. And no doubt tonight there's probably some parents sitting here that your children have grown up. And there are some things you wanted in their life. And you don't want it that way anymore. And there's nothing you can do about it tonight, and it's too late for that for some. But I encourage you tonight, if God's showing you what He wants for your life, hey, just surrender to Him. Amen. Paul said in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, he said probably all these chapters that I've said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. And so tonight, what will it be? Will you look back on your life and say, you know what? There were some things I wanted and I don't want it anymore. It'll start with a question in your life. After that woman had anointed the head of Jesus and poured out that ointment upon him, the Bible says that Judas spoke up and he said, why was this waste made of the ointment? Amen. And you read over there a few chapters before you get here in chapter number 26. Jesus said in verse number 13, he said, verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her. Now look at the first word in verse 14, then, amen. He saw somebody who had dedicated their life unto the Lord Jesus Christ, was willing to give all that she could to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And he saw that. And the Bible said, then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot, one of the chief priests. Now look at this, verse 15, and said unto them, what will you give me? You know why people don't want to serve God, Brother Wilson? They're looking at this world and they're listening to the devil and they're saying, what will you give me? But you know what he said before that, Brother Shepherd, and what was said inside of his heart? He said, what can I get? Amen. And you start looking at this world, even as a child of God, and saying, what can I get? And the devil come along and say, this is what I'll give you. And you, hey, but you know what will happen after you get out of this world and the things of this life? They'll look at you one day and say, what is that to us?
Right. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You're right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Before he asked, what will you give me? Ask himself, what could I get? And there's a lot this world will offer you, amen, to have your life and to take your life and use it. And I'm sad to say it. I believe a lot of Christians, Brother Richardson, have given in again to self-will and society's will for their children, for their own lives. I believe there's a reason there's not as many missionaries being called today. They're not worried about the will of God in their life. We've got a crowd today, a Christianity so-called today, that they say this is how it is run. I think I said it here before, but they say, well, God, I've got great ability. abilities. I've got great talents. And God, if you'll just get on my back, we'll do great things. Amen. Hey, God ain't in a lot of this stuff. It's called ministry in our day. And it's man's wants and man's desires. And they say, well, before I got saved, I wonder if they're saved when they say this. They say, before I got saved, I was a rock and roller, and now I'm going to rock and roll for Jesus. You better make sure you've been born again. Amen. Better make sure your foot's on the rock and your name's on the roll. Amen. Than just thinking, amen, that God just take and use what I've always been. Hey, the Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And then it said, and all things are of God. Amen. That means, hey, everything in my life, there's a Holy Ghost on the inside appointing me to the things of God. Amen. Amen. And what you wanted is not what you want for your children. Amen. I don't know what direction to go here tonight. But you'll find it in the Bible. How many sad stories could be told, Brother Shepherd, that you've seen in years of pastoring of people that they just didn't want what God wanted. You could see God moving in their children's lives, and you could see God moving in their life and in a family, and they got their eyes on the world and sports and careers and everything else, and they said, that's what we need, and that's what we want. Amen. And hey, you'll find that, and that's what the devil has got men's minds, like Judas here. But you'll find here Judas, he did not want what he wanted. What do you want tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, I believe if you'll make what He wants what you want, thank God. God will make a difference in your life.
Amen.
I see Judas here. Judas was worried about finances in his life. Isn't that what people are worried about?
Yep.
Hey, I'm glad I've got a book and it hadn't changed. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad this book right here is still what the family needs. It's still how we ought to base our family off of the Word of God. Amen. Hey, well, I want my daughter to have a career. I want her to get out in the world. Hey, that's not found in this Bible right here. Amen. It's not found. I'm sad to say there's a lot of sorry men, and they're the reason, dear friend, that women are having to work and things like that. But I'm afraid if some people, or I'm sure if some men put their toys away and not want to have all the best the world has to offer and saying, I want this, and I'm going to get this. You'll wake up saying, I don't want what I want.
Right. Right.
Amen. Judas, he had to be a betrayer to get the money he wanted.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all hear me tonight? Yeah. Judas had to be a betrayer to get what he wanted for his life. I'm glad you don't have to betray the things of God to live for God. Amen. Or you don't. Obviously, you don't have. Y'all pray for me. I'm nervous tonight. Maybe God just wanted me to get that one point out when what you want is not what you want. Amen. Anybody else been in that before? Amen. So how do I know it'll line up with this book? Amen. It'll line up with the Word of God. And how many families, Brother Blue, through the years, have you seen that when they got what they wanted and their life fell apart and they've come in tears and shambles and tried to throw it down and say, I don't want that anymore, but it's too late. Hey, this would be a good meeting. This would be a good time to fall on your face before God and say, God, I want what you want. Amen. I want you what you want for my life. I want you what you want for my children. I want what you want. Amen. I tell you what. Hey, listen here. Our children don't have to go to these humanistic, secular, God-hating, Christian-hating universities of this day. Amen. They say, well, you're not a man, or you're not what you ought to be if you don't go to college. I'm telling you, when on secular radio, they're starting to say, don't send your kids over there. Don't send them over there. But so I was in somewhere one day, and this fella, he's a preacher. He's one of my friends. But he said one of the men at church the other day, he said him and his wife took their daughter off, and they took her to that dorm room and left her there. I know this ain't going to hit too good. You know what they're loaded with? murder, rape, drunkenness.
Right, exactly.
And nearly every one of them has what's called, sorry, I gotta say it, sex week.
Right, yep.
But preacher, we want her to have a career. Hey, I'm not even talking about the ladies. We want him to have a career. Hey, it'd be good to get you a trade and learn how to work and sweat, amen, yeah. And to go to some God-forsaken, humanistic, Bible-rejecting college just to get a career, right. And wake up one day with what you wanted, not what you want.
Right, exactly.
You're right. He said, he looked at him and said, I bet y'all cried a lot of tears, and I thought you were going to cry a lot more. Yeah. Hey, I hope not. There's a very good chance, amen. Amen. We talk about this country getting out of Bible order with men and women. Look at what's going on in the houses of God in our day. Amen. We lost what a man and a woman was a long time ago in the house of God, and now wondering why they don't know what bathroom to go to. This Bible said the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some men coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Amen. And Judas is in hell tonight, and he's saying, I don't want it, I don't want it. But it's too late, he's in hell, and he's got what he didn't want.
Right.
Amen. This fella, he said he was a preacher. I don't know if he was or not. I don't believe he was. But I was pastoring a church, and the girls in the church decided they was going to start wearing dresses all the time. And hey, they decided that they was going to dedicate themselves to pray God give them a husband, and God would help them to be stay at home with their children and raise them. Amen. And hey, they went to school, and they was dressed right, and went in there, and that teacher, who was supposed to be a Baptist preacher, said, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? And she said, our preacher has been preaching, and we want to dedicate ourselves like grandmother did, and granddaddy did. He said, but oh, you don't understand. There'll be plenty of time for that. Just get your education first. Just get your career first. He said, just do that and you'll have something to fall back on. Thank God I got a rock tonight, amen. I'm not building on sinking sand. Hey, the storms are coming, amen. Hey, I'm glad it'll stand, amen, if you'll build it on the rock. So what'd you do? I called him. Amen. His brother David Wells says, I ain't big enough to be mean, but I called.
Amen.
And I was nice, but I said, can you tell me why? I'm trying to preach the Bible and teach them godly living. And I said, I didn't bend their arms or their knee, and they decided they was going to serve God. And he said, well, you need to realize. I said, no, you need to realize. Hey, God's will, God will take care of them. Amen. You know that man tonight, he's got one daughter. She decided she's going to be a nurse. She divorced her husband, decided she didn't want any children. She's out in California, and he don't have any little grandbabies to hold in his arm because that daughter has got what he wanted for her life.
Right. Yep.
Is this in the book?
Yes, sir. It's in the book.
Amen.
Tell you what, God's telling you what He wants. It'd be good to surrender tonight.
Amen.
So you don't wake up saying, I don't want that. I don't want that.
Amen.
Amen. Judas, no doubt, had that field planned for a time. He was going to get rid of all of this shenanigans and this little gig he had with this Messiah. Amen. He's going to go out there and that money he'd been stealing, and he's going to sit back and relax. There's some of you tonight won't give him that offering plate because you got some things you want and you can't wait and you're worried about you. You know what happened to Judas? He went and hanged himself and his bowels gushed out and he went to his own place.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
That is right.
You reckon that's what he wanted? That ain't what God wanted either, amen.
Right.
Amen.
Exactly right.
I hate to say there's some things in my life that I wanted, Brother Richardson, that I don't want anymore.
Yep.
Brother Hall,
Boy, I sure wish I'd have gave into God's will for my life earlier. Amen. There's some things in my mind that I don't want there.
Yep.
Amen. Yep. Some things in that mind I don't want there, Brother Clint, but they're there. You'll find Judas, one of those finances, but he had to be a betrayer of the Lord.
Yep.
Listen, young men, you don't have to work somewhere and serve liquor. Amen. I understand it's everywhere. Amen. But wine's a mocker, strong drink is raging, and he that is deceived thereby is not wise. Who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath redness of eyes? Wounds without a cause. They that tarry long at the wine. And listen, this world said that's what you want at your graduation party. That's what you want at your wedding. That's what you want at your business parties. That's not what God wants. Amen. And you'll wake up addicted and dying in your sin because you wanted it.
Right. You're right, preacher. Preach, brother. You're right.
That's what most of us want, finances. We need it, amen. We want fun, amen. You young people tonight, you want them finances. You want mom and daddy to give it to you. You want fun. Luke 15 said, there was a certain man which had two sons. And the younger of him said, Father, give me the goods that fall to me, and divide unto him his living. And not many days after, you start talking about give me and I won't. It ain't going to be very long if you don't get born again. And then you don't surrender the will of God. And not very long after, he took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And the Bible said, and when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And the Bible said he sent him into the fields to feed swine. And the Bible said he would have fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. But thank God, he got to where this generation's not getting at. He said, but when he came to himself, amen, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread up and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Hey, some of you young people tonight are looking for fun and getting out of mom and daddy's house. You're going to wake up saying, I don't want what I want.
Right, exactly right.
That's why I like them in the house of God instead of some building somewhere called some other church. God start working young and mowing their life. I thank God on Wednesdays we got children around the altar of praying to Almighty God. Hey, thank God, amen. He wanted fun. He thought he wanted the far country. Bible said in Galatians, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. I need to finish up here tonight. Thank God's got the point over. So I want finances. I want fun. I want friends. Amnon had a friend.
Yep.
Hey, Amnon wanted that girl, didn't he? When he had his selfish, lustful way with her, he didn't want her anymore, did he?
That's right.
And what disgrace and shame and reproach he brought upon Israel.
Yes, sir.
Some of you might go out here and bring a shame and reproach upon Island Ford Baptist Church and a man of God here that served you all those years and the man of God trying to now to serve you, amen. And, but you want friends and you want fun. You're going to wake up.
Yep.
Give me the last one. I don't really know what Achan wanted. Judas wanted those finances. But he had to be a betrayer instead of a believer.
Yep.
Hey, being a believer will take care of you a lot better than being a betrayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That prodigal son, he wanted fun. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amnon had a friend. Achan, maybe he wanted fame, Brother Blue, you reckon? I don't know what Amnon wanted. But here's what God did, and I'm almost done. God brought them, Brother Clint, brought them out 40 years in the wilderness, right? encouraged Joshua to keep pressing on the way the man of God had pressed on, amen, and said, be faithful and good courage and you'll be successful in the things of God. And they went up there to Jericho. Is that the right place? Amen. Went up there to Jericho and God did that great miracle. But God, before they went in, said, tell them the gold's mine and the silver's mine. And hey, do not touch the accursed thing.
Right.
He was warned, amen.
Yes, sir, he was.
It ain't for me tonight, but I feel like there's a warning tonight. He was warned. Do you know what? He wanted it. You know why you'll get in sin? Because you want to. Why? I better watch out. My flesh wants to and yours does too. Amen. But I sure am glad there's put something in my heart. Young men, I'm nobody and nothing. There's a want to inside of my heart. Brother Billy Mitchell said my want to is more saved than I am. Amen. Hey, I got a want to on the inside to do God's will.
Yes.
And Paul said when I want to do good, evil is present with me. He said there's a battle in there. He said, oh wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Amen.
That flesh is still wicked. Amen. It'll make you want some things that you wish you never wanted.
Yep.
He was warned about it. He was warned. But he wanted it. Oh, and when he got it, he started weighing it.
Oh, yeah.
When Joshua came, thank God, God warns. Did you notice God warned him the night before?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad in wrath God remembers mercy.
Amen.
Y'all still with me?
Yes,
amen. I'm glad in wrath he remembers mercy.
Amen.
He said, Joshua, go out there and call the tribes of Israel together and say tomorrow.
Yep.
Amen. He said, tomorrow I'm going to bring everybody. I'm going to show who the one that's took the accursed thing. Amen. And he'd have warned. You imagine all that night. I don't know if his children knew if daddy had got it out. He wanted that. He was wearing it. He may have been wearing it around thinking one day, boy, I'm going to look good in this. I'm going to use all of this for me. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know if they knew, but can you imagine them saying, daddy, daddy, tomorrow's the fire. Tomorrow's the stones.
Yeah.
But I want it. Some of you daddies are going to have children that burn in hell because you wanted it.
That's right, brother.
Yeah.
Hell
up.
Preach.
Preach.
Oh, and you're weighing it. You read there. He told him how much silver it was and how much gold it was, didn't he?
Yeah.
Amen. I wonder tonight, what's God want for you? He said what He wants for you and He's made it plain. It'd be good to come to the altar and get that, say, God, here I am.
Amen.
Amen. I want what you want, God.
Yes.
I don't want to be like Judas. I don't want to be like that prodigal son. Hey, I don't want to be like Amnon. I don't want to be like Achan. Amen. I want to serve you and I want what you want to be what I want.
Amen.
Amen.